This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying synergy in real time. What the emotional meltdowns are costing your team right now. In short, amygdala hijack quietly erodes team synergy long before anyone names the problem. Here is how to spot it before the damage becomes permanent. Meetings end without resolution because someone flooded emotionally and the team retreated. The same conflicts resurface because no one de-escalates properly in the moment. Decisions are made to reduce discomfort, not to achieve results. Definition: amygdala hijack team dynamics describe what happens when one or more members' threat response overrides rational thinking during group interactions, triggering reactive communication. It shuts down collaboration, erodes trust, and fragments the shared focus that team synergy depends on. Your team looked fine in last Tuesday's meeting. People talked, ideas moved, nobody walked out. Then you checked in with two people separately and discovered they had both been holding back for weeks. The conversation you thought was productive had been, for them, a performance of calm over a flood of unspoken tension. That gap between what a team looks like and what is actually happening underneath is where amygdala hijack does its worst work. The signs are easy to miss because they often look like professionalism, politeness, or just a quiet day. By the time the pattern becomes visible, team synergy has already taken real damage. Understanding what an amygdala hijack actually is matters here. If you want the full picture of the mechanism, start with what is the amygdala hijack and how it silently blocks team synergy in high-pressure moments. In this article, you'll learn to recognize six specific signs that amygdala hijack is undermining your team right now and what to do about each one. While amygdala hijack team damage is so hard to see, here is the truth of it. The fight-or-flight response was not designed to announce itself. It floods a person in seconds and leaves behind behavior that looks, on the surface, entirely reasonable. Most teams have no shared language for it, so the symptoms get filed under personality differences or rough week. There are several reasons this problem stays hidden for so long. It mimics professionalism. Going quiet, nodding along, and keeping a neutral face all look like composure. Inside, someone may be fully hijacked, but the team sees restraint and calls it maturity. It develops gradually. No single episode breaks team synergy. It erodes through repeated small incidents, each one normalized a little more than the last. Everyone else is also coping. When emotional flooding is frequent, the whole team adjusts its behavior to avoid triggers. That adjustment becomes the new normal, and nobody questions it. Leaders misread the calm. A quiet room after a tense exchange feels like resolution. Often, it is just shutdown. The team has learned that speaking up is not safe. The aftermath disguises the cause. A bad decision, a missed deadline, or a dropped project looks like an execution problem. The real cause, an amygdala hijack episode 3 weeks earlier that went unaddressed, is invisible. The first step is knowing what to look for. That is what this article gives you. Sign 1. Meetings that reach consensus too fast. What it looks like, the team agrees quickly. Nobody pushes back. The mood feels collegial. But 2 days later, the agreed decision quietly falls apart because key people never actually committed to it. Why it happens? When tension rises in a meeting, the amygdala hijack threat response can push people toward false agreement as a way to end the discomfort. It is not dishonesty. It is a nervous system choosing social safety over truth. Why it matters? Decisions made to reduce emotional pressure, not to solve problems, consistently produce poor outcomes. Your team synergy is built on real collaboration, not managed avoidance. What to do about it? After any major group decision, follow up individually with 2 or 3 people within 24 hours. Ask directly, what did you hold back in that meeting? Make it safe to answer honestly by sharing something you yourself held back first. Eamon's note: I have watched entire project plans collapse because the team agreed in the room and disagreed in the corridor, and nobody had the courage to name it. Sign 2. The same argument comes back every few weeks. What it looks like: the team has a recurring conflict. The same topic, the same people, the same heat. It gets resolved in the moment, or so it appears, and then resurfaces unchanged a few weeks later. Why it happens? Emotional flooding prevents the real issue from being examined clearly. When someone is hijacked, they cannot access the cognitive clarity needed to solve a problem. They can only react to it. The conflict ends when the emotion subsides, not when the root cause is addressed. Why it matters. Unresolved conflict is one of the most reliable destroyers of team synergy. Each repetition teaches the group that problems here do not get solved, they just get survived. For a structured approach to breaking this cycle, see how to de-escalate team conflict without destroying synergy. What to do about it? Name the pattern explicitly. Say, we have visited this issue 3 times now. I want to understand what we keep missing. Then create a written record of what was actually agreed, with names and timelines attached. Eamon's note. When the same fight keeps finding you, it is not bad luck. Something real is being left unsaid. Sign 3. People go quiet under pressure and stay quiet after. What it looks like. A tense moment arises. One or two people disengage. They stop contributing, give one-word answers, or excuse themselves from the conversation entirely. And in subsequent meetings, they participate less than before. Why it happens? Withdrawal is a classic freeze response. The amygdala interprets the high-pressure environment as danger and shuts down the person's willingness to take risks. Once this association is established, even low-pressure meetings carry the residue of the original threat. Why it matters? Quiet people are often your most careful thinkers. When emotional flooding drives them out of the conversation, the team loses exactly the voices that could prevent groupthink and poor decisions. What is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy explains the conditions that make this reversal possible. What to do about it? Do not wait for the quiet person to re-engage on their own. Reach out privately, acknowledge what happened, and ask what would make it easier to speak up. Then follow through on what they tell you. Eamon's note. Silence in a meeting is never neutral. Learn to read it as communication, not as absence. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Sign 4. Gallows humor immediately after tension. What it looks like. A heated moment passes, and someone makes a joke. The group laughs, the mood lifts, and everyone moves on. This happens consistently after conflict or pressure, and difficult topics rarely get revisited after the laughter. Why it happens? This one surprises people, because laughter feels healthy. But in teams with an amygdala hijack problem, humor becomes a pressure valve rather than a genuine release. It signals that the emotional intensity was real, and that the group found the fastest exit available. Why it matters? Humor used as escape prevents the honest conversation that team synergy requires. The underlying tension remains. People feel it, but the team has developed a ritual for not addressing it. This is one of the common mistakes that destroy workplace synergy that most leaders never spot. What to do about it? After the laughter settles, return to the subject. Say, that was a tense moment. Before we move on, I want to make sure we actually resolved it. That single practice, done consistently, changes the culture over time. Eamon's note. I have used humor to dodge hard conversations more times than I want to admit. I recognize it immediately now, in others and in myself. Sign 5. Difficult topics get tabled indefinitely. What it looks like. Important issues, restructuring, performance concerns, strategic disagreements, get added to the agenda and then postponed. Not once, but repeatedly. The team stays busy with easier work, while the hard conversations keep getting parked for later. Why it happens? Anticipatory anxiety about emotional flooding causes avoidance before the conversation even starts. Team members and leaders alike know, from experience, that certain topics produce heat. The amygdala hijack happens in anticipation, not just in the moment. Why it matters? Avoided conversations do not disappear. They accumulate interest. The longer a difficult topic waits, the more charged it becomes when it finally arrives. Why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy covers this in depth, and it is essential reading if this sign is familiar to you. What to do about it? Set a firm date for the deferred conversation and tell the full team. Then use a structured opening so no one walks in blind. How to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team synergy gives you the exact language to open it well. Eamon's note. Every conversation that gets tabled leaves a small crack in trust. Enough cracks and the whole foundation gives. Sign 6. Reactive language replaces problem-solving language. What it looks like. In high-pressure moments, the team shifts from questions and proposals to accusations and absolutes. You hear you always, nobody ever, and that is not my problem. Problem-solving stops. Position defending begins. Why it happens. Reactive language is the verbal signature of an amygdala hijack in progress. When the threat response fires, the brain cannot hold nuance. It simplifies everything into threat and counter-threat. This is not a character flaw. It is neuroscience under stress. Why it matters. The moment a team stops solving and starts defending, collaboration is over for that session. If this pattern repeats without correction, it becomes the team's default mode under pressure, and team synergy becomes structurally impossible. I cover the specific scripts for interrupting this pattern in Say It Right Every Time, which gives you word-for-word language to redirect reactive conversations without escalating them further. What to do about it? Introduce a shared signal. A word, a gesture, or a direct phrase like "let us slow this down" that anyone on the team is empowered to use. Practice it in low-stakes moments so it feels natural when the pressure is real. Eamon's note. The teams I have seen recover fastest are the ones that gave everyone permission to name the heat before it took over the room. The pattern behind these signs. These signs really appear in isolation. They cluster. A team that goes quiet under pressure usually also avoids difficult topics and reaches consensus too fast. One sign reinforces the next. The single root cause underlying most of them is this: the team has no shared system for managing emotional intensity. Each person copes individually, and the group copes by avoidance. Nobody has established what to do when the temperature rises, so their amygdala hijack runs unchecked every time. There is a secondary pattern worth naming. Leaders often model the very behavior they need their teams to unlearn. If you, as the leader, resort to reactive language, go quiet when challenged, or use humor to escape tension, your team will follow your lead precisely. The team reflects the leader's emotional range. A third pattern: teams that have never built genuine psychological safety develop a tolerance for surface-level cooperation that masks real dysfunction. Everyone performs well-being while protecting themselves beneath it. Until safety is established, no amount of communication training will hold. The root gives before the branches do. Fix the root, and most of the symptoms resolve. Your diagnostic checklist. Use this checklist to assess where your team currently stands. Meetings often end in agreement, but commitments are not followed through within a week. The same conflict or complaint surfaces more than twice in a three-month period. One or more team members contribute significantly less in group settings than in one-on-one conversations. Humor or topic changes consistently follow tense moments in meetings. Important issues have been on the agenda for more than two meetings without meaningful progress. Reactive language always, never, "that is not my job" appears during high-pressure discussions. Team members privately express concerns to you that they do not raise in group settings. Decisions made in meetings are quietly revised or ignored without group discussion afterward. The team avoids direct disagreement with the most senior person in the room. After a conflict, the team does not debrief or review what happened. Scoring. If you checked 3 or fewer, your foundation is sound, but stay watchful. If you checked 4 to 6, address the highest impact items first and do not wait. If you checked 7 or more, this requires immediate and deliberate attention. Your team synergy is under serious strain right now. How to start fixing this? Diagnosis without action is just worry. Here is where to begin. Number 1. Name the pattern openly. In your next team meeting, acknowledge that emotional intensity has been affecting the group's ability to work through hard problems. You do not need to assign blame. You need to name the reality. Teams that can talk about their communication patterns can change them. Number 2. Establish a pause protocol. Agree as a team on a specific signal that anyone can use to request a short break when a conversation starts to flood. Practice it once in a low-stakes setting so it does not feel foreign under pressure. Even a 2-minute break allows the nervous system to begin resetting. Number 3. Replace avoidance with a scheduled date. Take one deferred difficult topic and put a firm date on it within the next 2 weeks. Prepare a structured opening using the framework in Say It Right Every Time, which is built specifically for conversations that carry emotional risk. Number 4. Follow up privately after group tension. Within 24 hours of any tense meeting, check in with the people who went quiet or who escalated. Ask what they were experiencing. This one practice builds the psychological safety that makes future group conversations safer for everyone. For the full process of rebuilding what repeated hijack episodes have cost your team, see how to rebuild team synergy after conflict or organizational change. Summary. You can now see what was previously invisible, the specific, observable signs that amygdala hijack is fragmenting your team's ability to collaborate in real time. False agreement in meetings is not harmony. It is emotional escape. Recurring conflict signal that the root issue has never been addressed clearly. Withdrawal after pressure is a freeze response, not introversion. Humor after tension is often avoidance wearing a friendly face. Indefinitely deferred conversations accumulate into serious trust damage. Reactive language is the sound of a hijacked nervous system, not a character flaw. If what you have read here is familiar, do not wait for the next blow-up to act. The damage to team synergy compounds over time, and the repair always costs more than the prevention. Retort is the amygdala hijack, and how it silently blocks team synergy in high-pressure moments to understand the mechanism fully. Then take the checklist back to your team, and have the honest conversation. Strong team synergy is not built by avoiding the hard moments. It is built by learning to move through them together. Frequently asked questions. What is amygdala hijack in a team setting? Amygdala hijack in a team setting occurs when a threat response overrides rational thinking during group interactions. A team member perceives criticism, conflict, or pressure as danger and reacts defensively. This disrupts collaboration, shuts down open communication, and can destroy team synergy within minutes. How does amygdala hijack destroy team synergy? Amygdala hijack destroys team synergy by triggering reactive communication that shuts down trust and cooperation. When one person floods emotionally, others follow. The group stops problem solving and starts self-protecting. Over time, these repeated episodes erode the psychological safety that strong team synergy depends on. What are the signs of amygdala hijack in a team? Signs include conversations that end abruptly without resolution, meetings where people go quiet under pressure, repeated conflicts about the same issues, and decisions made to avoid discomfort rather than achieve results. Gallows humor after tense moments and withdrawal from collaboration are also reliable indicators. Can a team recover from repeated amygdala hijack episodes? Yes, but recovery requires deliberate action, not time alone. Teams need named protocols for pausing heated conversations, a leader who models emotional regulation, and regular low-stakes practice in direct communication. Without these, the same patterns repeat and synergy continues to erode. How do you prevent amygdala hijack from disrupting team synergy? Prevention starts with building psychological safety before pressure arrives. Teams that practice direct, honest communication in low-stakes moments handle high-pressure ones better. A shared signal to pours, cool language norms, and a leader who stays calm under fire are the most reliable preventive tools. Why do amygdala hijack team problems go unnoticed for so long? They go unnoticed because the symptoms mimic normal workplace stress. People attribute silence, avoidance, and short meetings to workload or personality differences. The emotional flooding itself is invisible. Only its aftermath is visible. And by then most teams have normalized the dysfunction. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Shake Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.